Welcome to Bio095, Pre-AMP Foundations in Science. I'm Kevin Patton, the course director. This course is intended as a quick refresher course to prepare you for successful entry into an anatomy and physiology course. Although it is a pass-fail course and there is no credit given toward a degree, successful completion of Bio095 is a sufficient prerequisite for entry into A&P at St. Charles Community College. Bio095 is for students who have already learned all or most of this material in their prior learning. This course, therefore, quickly reviews the concepts that you'll need to bring with you into A&P and get a good start in that course. This course is a self-directed distance learning course, which means that you are on your own to review the material and take your tests and exam at your own pace. This course is entirely online. The course is taught within the college's online learning system called Canvas. To get into the system, go to the college website at stchaz.edu and click the Canvas link. Or go directly to stchaz.instructure, that's instructure.com. That's stchaz.instructure.com. You'll then be taken to an information page and how to log in. Once you've logged into our Canvas platform, you need to click the course menu in the top navigation bar to find the correct term, and then find and select the Bio095 course and click on it. You'll then be taken to the course homepage, where you'll see a list of information and course modules running down the center of the page. There are also helpful menus and links in the margins of the page. In the Getting Started section, you'll find the syllabus and other course information that will fully explain how the course works. I'll run through some of that with you right now, but do be sure to explore this information yourself for all the details. First, let's talk about a textbook. There is no required textbook for this course. But if you want a book to help you, a general biology textbook may be helpful. The college library can assist you in finding appropriate resources. Next, let's chat about how the course works. In a nutshell, you work your way through 10 online modules, each in a different topic, then take a comprehensive final exam that reviews all the topics. The topics are science basics, introductory chemistry, biological chemistry, introduction to cells, cell transport, getting energy, making proteins, introductory genetics, tissues, and the human body. Each module consists of an online test. If you feel confident, you can take the test right away and hopefully you'll pass it. If you don't feel all that confident, or you don't pass it the first time, then you may want to review the review outline provided in the module. Each review outline summarizes some of the main points and helps you find what you need to get ready for the test. When you pass the test in the first module, the test in the second module is unlocked, and you can now take that test. You cannot skip ahead. You must pass each module test to get to the next one. When you pass the last module test, the final exam will be unlocked and you are ready to finish the course. If you fail to reach the final exam and pass it, then you have failed the course and must re-enroll. You can go at your own pace, of course. However, attendance is reported to the registrar early in each term, so try to get at least one attempt of an online test completed right away. The final exam cannot be taken earlier than the midpoint of the semester or session in which you are enrolled, so the soonest you can finish the course is the halfway point on the academic calendar. All of the tests and exam involve objective items, formatted as multiple choice, multiple response, matching, true and false, and short fill-in items. You may take each online test or exam as many times as you need to in order to pass it. When taking an online test or exam, you may use your notes, books, online resources, discussions with tutors or other students, and previous attempts. But your answers must be your own and entered into the program only by you. You may receive direct help using the computer or the Canvas system if you need it. Each online test represents questions one at a time, just as with professional licensing exams and college-level testing services. That is, you must answer each item and save the answer before moving to the next item. When the test is finished and you have submitted the test for grading, you will know your score immediately and you can go back and look at the entire test. Items are marked as to whether they are correct or incorrect, but correct answers are not given. By finding the correct answers yourself, you will reinforce your learning, a process called formative testing. You must earn a percentage of 85% or better to pass. Each test on a single topic is generated individually from a large test bank, and thus each attempt is different. Online tests are available only during the scheduled semester or session dates. Any attempts to take an online test after the designated time will be unsuccessful. Therefore, do not wait until the last minute to take your test and final exam. If you don't finish by the last day of the semester or session, then you will fail the course and you'll have to re-enroll and start over. If you get stuck or need any kind of help, you can contact me at any time. Okay, I'm not available 24 hours a day, but I do strive to respond as soon as possible. If you have any problems with logging on or accessing a Canvas course or an online test, call 636-922-8555, that's 922-8555, for assistance, or go to the computer help desk in the SEC library. Computers with high-speed internet access are available to all students in the ACE Center and the LRC. Laptops with wireless access may also be checked out and used in the LRC. If you do not have home access to these resources, please make time to be on campus to use them. It is your responsibility to keep track of your progress in the course. Grades will be posted in the gradebook of our Canvas course. Grades cannot be given out over the phone or by personal email in most circumstances. If you decide to drop the course, you must officially withdraw at the registration office by the posted drop date to receive a W grade. If you never participate or just stop participating without officially withdrawing, you will receive the F grade. This course is based on the principle that all who participate will do so with the honesty befitting adult professional studies. Without integrity of all students, the integrity of the course, the school, and your own credentials all suffer. This means that all students are expected to submit only their own work on online tests or any other component of this course. Thus, students may not receive inappropriate help nor give inappropriate help to other students. One last thing. You are required to complete the Student Understanding, which outlines your responsibilities as a learner in Canvas. It's under Getting Started. You need to do this as soon as possible. You will not be allowed to take the Canvas online tests until you complete the Student Understanding, which is in the form of an online quiz, by checking I understand for each of the items. Well, that's enough to get us started. Please read through the course information in the syllabus next. Then if you have any questions, email me through Canvas or call me at 636-486-4185. That's 636-486-4185. And have fun!